Blog Talk Radio.
Talking to him really quick, and his name is Chris, and
and he'll be here shortly. So, but before we get to him, there's a few things that we do, and one of those things is pull a card for the show, and it's from the Healing with the Angel deck, and it's New Beginnings, which we're going into October. So I believe that October for all of us is going to be that new beginning, that new start. I can just feel it, something in the air. And so I thought it was very fitting as we go into October, just being the first of October, of the new beginning card. So whatever you need a new beginning in your life, just accept that, draw that to you. Also, let's go ahead and open with prayer, and then we'll get to Chris. We're not taking any calls today, but we're going to get Chris on here shortly, and he'll be talking about what he does and how he got into it and all of those things and probably more. All right, so let's go ahead and open with prayer. Father, Mother, God, we just thank you for this day. We thank you for Chris and what he's going to be able to share with us here in this hour's time. And Father, Mother, God, I just pray that you would just bless Chris from the top of his head to the soles of his feet. Continue to use him to help heal our planet and help heal those on our planet as well. And Father, Mother, God, I just thank you for his life. And I thank you for my listeners as always. I ask that you would help them today and that you would meet their needs and touch their lives. Touch Rose today. She's not feeling very well today. And so I would just pray that you would just touch her body right now. And she's having some pain in her lower back. And I just ask you to ease this up so she will feel that healing virtue from you. And surround all of us with that white light of the Holy Spirit. And we say namaste. And we say amen. Let's go ahead and get Chris on here because he's going to have to be leaving shortly. I just realized that we only had a 30-minute show schedule, so I'm going to have to add some time. But let's get Chris on here. Hi, Chris.
Hey, Michael.
Hi. I'm good. I just realized that I only have 30 minutes with you. I don't know how that happened, but we'll fix that.
We'll do what we can.
Yeah, we can. Now tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, basically, I'm a quantum energy healer. What that means is I work with the quantum energy, which is God energy, the universal energy within all of us. And the work that I do, the way I do it is with a pendulum and chart method. So I ask my pendulum, I ask my guides exactly what's going on with a health problem in somebody's specific body. And the pendulum, my guides are going to show me exactly what area of the body and what the problem is. And once I find out what the problem is, be it a virus, a bacteria, a parasite, or something spiritual like an entity or a spirit, something demonic, could be something extraterrestrial, whatever it is, I find out what area of the body it is. And then I use my sacred geometry, which is a very large pyramid that I've developed. And what I do is I give the pyramid intent. In other words, I tell it what to do. So in other words, I just tell the virus or whatever it is in the body to leave. And through quantum physics, through quantum mechanics, and through the will of God, this all happens immediately.
Awesome. That sounds cool. Now, how did you get into this? I mean, that would be interesting how you got into this.
It's an interesting story. I've only been doing this professionally for past 5 years or so, 5.5 years. Right. Before that, I knew nothing of this type of work. I could care less if somebody talked to me about spiritual healing or anything alternative. I was in the printing industry for 30 years before this, and about 8 years ago, my first wife passed away. She had a rare disease called scleroderma. So at that time, at 45 years old, my financial planner looked at me and says, "Chris, why are you working? Look at your portfolio." So I took his advice and I retired. So at 45, you know, I still got all my life ahead of me. Long story short, when you close one door, another door opens. This work I'm doing right now is the work I've meant to be doing all of my life. And I had to close those doors in order for this one to open. And now here I am today.
And that's awesome. Because I was watching some of your videos, and now you made your own charts too. Is that correct? You know to find
I took some courses. I found a course out of Ontario, the Radionic and Dowsing Institute of Canada, And they sent me these charts, and I'm looking at these charts, and I couldn't understand them. They're a little cerebral and over my head in certain ways.
Right.
So what I did is I just took two other courses that I took, and I combined everything and just made my own charts. That way I understand them. My higher self can understand them. My guides can understand them, and there's no gray area. Everything is black and white.
Right. And now, you know, there's, you know, I know a little bit about energy work. I'm a Reiki master, but now, you know, for maybe somebody that doesn't understand, now there's no boundaries with energy. Energy can work through phones, through Skype, whatever ways, and you do a lot of that, I'm sure, right?
Oh, absolutely. I've got an office in a holistic healthcare center in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada, where I live. Here's where I sit, you know, 5 days a week. 24 hours a day sometimes. But half of my clientele is in other countries, other cities. So I've got clients in Australia, Norway, Germany, lots in the United States, because people are looking for a cheaper way of healthcare instead of spending thousands of dollars going to a specialist for $55. You can call me, spend an hour with me, and we do a lot of energy work, a lot of clearing. And within that hour, a lot of stuff is done, and within two or three sessions, for most people, their health problem is simply gone.
Right. Yeah, because I went in July. I went down to Colorado and did some healing work there, and you know, that was amazing. And there's, you know, no boundaries. What you also have to do is you have to have a little bit of belief too, don't you, Chris? I mean,
you have to have a whole lot of belief. Well, you know what, there's a lot of people who come in and go, okay, you know what, I don't know about this alternative stuff, make me a believer. Sure enough, now ultimately, when you stand over one of my tools, I've got many different energy tools that I use, and one of them is called a neutralization ring. And when you stand over this tool, almost immediately, you feel a heaviness within your legs, you feel off balance, you feel tingling, and there's no denying that there's energy moving in your body. So I've got your attention that way, okay? Now you're open a little bit. All of a sudden, I use my big pyramid, and I tell something causing pain within your body to go away. All of a sudden, that pain is gone, okay? That you've had for months and months and months, that pain is gone. How did that happen? Now, for people who are absolutely non-believers, you're not going to be coming in my office or calling me, number one. Number two, if we did work on you, you're going to be saying, well, maybe it just went away on its own. You know, maybe you didn't do anything. But, you know, ultimately, I don't care. As long as your problem goes away, it doesn't matter.
Right, yeah. The main goal is to make somebody feel better. And so it doesn't matter.
Right.
It doesn't matter how that happens. It's, you know, it just happens. And, you know, now I saw a picture of your pyramid. Now, how did that come about? How did you start? I mean, was that a lot influenced by your guide, or how did that come about?
Well, I've got a tool maker in Alberta, Canada. And this guy, without a word of a lie or exaggeration, is the strongest energy person on the planet, in my opinion. His job on a daily basis is to go into the earth grid and clear all negative energy out of the earth grid so the earth can go into fifth dimension ascension. What he does on the side to make money is he makes these tools. So what he developed was a pyramid, 7-inch pyramid, and then he put two other pyramids on top of it to make a triple. When you look at the base of the pyramid, you see the Star of David. That's the sacred geometry as long as the pyramid. And what I did with it is I added two more pyramids, soldered them together, added a bunch of quartz crystals, magnets, other sacred geometry, magnifying glasses. I put some shungite in there, and it just intensified the energy so much that it goes over the wavelengths, and it gets right in deep into the cells and into the photons of somebody's body and makes the quantum changes.
Awesome. That's cool. Now, was there anybody in your family that does healing, or you're the only one?
I'm the black sheep.
Well, we don't want to call you the black sheep. You're just different, I guess, for the rest of them.
Yeah, I'm different, all right. I come from an old strict Mennonite background. My parents both lived, in families of 12 kids, and come from an old country philosophy of things. And a lot of my relatives back home think that I am the devil because of the work I do.
Right.
So yeah, I'm the only person in my family doing this.
Yeah. And now, do you have problems with your family because of that, or they just
there's some distance, I would say. I just went to a funeral last week, and of course they're going to say hi to you and everything, but they're not going to spend a lot of time or invite you into their home or you know, talk about the work you do.
Yeah, because they probably, you know, and I think the one thing that is going on in our planet, Chris, is a lot of people are opening up more and more to this. And are seeking out different terms because they're realizing, you know, medicine has its place, and we're not against medicine because we believe, you know, in that. But a lot of people are looking for alternatives. They're looking for something else. Would you agree with that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And, you know, there are so many alternatives out there. People are like, well, what do I do? You know, there's homeopathy, there's naturopath, there's Reiki, there's quantum touch, there's EFT. There's LMNOP, you name it, there is something out there. So what I'm trying to do through radio, wonderful radio shows just like yours, Michael, is to spread the word, okay? People need education. People need to know that this exists so that they can make that conscious decision on what type of healing modality would work best for them.
Yeah, and to find out what works because, you know, what you do with your healing might not work for that particular person, you know. It's sort of like medicine, you know. Not all medicine works the same way with everybody else. So
for a lot of people, there's so many different types of modalities, and you know, ultimately, it's what resonates with you. If you look at my videos compared to somebody else's videos, you might say, "I like that other guy better," and then you go to him, it works, and that's all that matters.
Right. Yeah, that's all that matters. Yeah. And I would recommend people to go to YouTube and type in your name and look at the videos. You know, we're not going to have a lot of time to deal with a lot of the stuff that you deal with, but we'll have you back. But, you know, there's a lot of things. And you mentioned, you could be influenced by other spirits, by aliens, or, you know, by other forces. Now, how would that, you know, what do you mean when you talk about that? I mean, what kind of energy?
Basically with spirits, on a daily basis, everybody, 99.9% of us have got some kind of spirit attachment within us. And quite often, this spirit attachment can lead to a health problem or can be a contributor to a health problem. So let's take, for instance, somebody has had a miscarriage, unfortunately. So if that spirit of the fetus is still within the mother's uterus, that is going to cause a health problem, okay? And I work with this weekly with people wanting to work on fertility. If there's been a miscarriage involved or an abortion or something like that, you have to move out the spirit which is involved. Also, there's people who, let's say, lost a loved one, and that loved one does not want to go. So they're going to attach to their favorite person in the family, and they're going to hold on and not go into the light. And that creates disruption within the body, disharmony, and then it creates a health problem. It's a contributor.
Right. Okay. That makes a whole lot of sense. Now, the question that I have for you, and maybe you haven't thought about this, and hopefully I don't put you on the spot, but I have a question for you. Now, a lot of times, you know, I believe in past lives. Now, can this help with, like, maybe something in a past life affecting us? Would that work with this?
Absolutely. If you know, within my charts, I've got every type of problem imaginable. And if something is following you from a past life, I can use my pendulum to find out what past life it is, and I can go work with you in that past life to clear out that problem, and it'll help the healing in this lifetime. So yes, past lives, past dimensions, whatever it is, it doesn't matter. When you're working with energy and spiritualism, anything is possible.
Okay, awesome. Yeah, and then one thing I will tell you, Chris, I love your energy. I can just feel your energy, and it's, you know, I'm like, it's vibrating around me, so I could just feel that. And that's one thing, when I was watching your videos, I was like, I like this guy. He's awesome. So, but, you know, now, can you do, like, something with us? Like, how can we, you know, feel some of the energy that you do, or while we have you on here with us? And the one. Okay.
I'm going to grab one of my tools. Hold on a second. Can you hear me?
Okay. Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, great. Hold on one second.
Okay.
So what I've got here is one of my neutralization rings. This is a ring that I sell on my website. This is the larger version, though. And what this is going to do, now what people can do who are listening, is if you stand up and if you got your hands on your computer or your phone, whatever you're listening to the show on, within about 30 seconds or a minute, what you may feel is a heaviness within your legs, like your legs are trying to be pulled into the ground. You might feel off balance, like something's pushing you, or you might feel tingling or something. So we're going to give this a good minute or so. And Michael, you can do the same thing if you want to stand up.
Okay.
And just let me know when you feel something happening. Not everybody's going to feel this, but every time I do a radio show, we do this, and we get quite the result.
Okay.
So it's going to take, a good 30 seconds or a minute. Let me know when you feel something happening. And you'll notice it. It'll be like, wow, what is that?
Okay. All right, I'm feeling something, yeah. I mean, it's hard for me
really
to tell because I have a lot of energy anyhow, so it's a little...
Right, and this is a new energy for you. These tools is not a lot of people that have them. You just can't go look on the internet and find these things. You got to hunt for them. The guy who makes them does not advertise them. He relies on people like me to move for him. So there's not a lot of people who know this type of energy, this sacred geometry. So if you're feeling a heaviness in your legs, what this is doing is pulling negative energy out of your chakra system, out of your physical body, and out of your aura. And I always do this to start off a session, just to do a general clearing to get into the body.
Yeah, because it feels like the one thing that's happening with me, Chris, is the one thing I feel is like somebody like pulling on my feet. I mean,
it's
definitely feeling something going on.
Okay, so we're going to put that one down. Okay, so everybody's had a chance to feel that. Now, if you want to get more of an impression on these tools, if you go on my YouTube site, it's CHRISKEHLER, YouTube, and look up my name, Chris Kaler. I've got about 60 videos that explain my philosophies. It shows off the tools, and I also do some demonstrations with the tools that run the energy through the server of YouTube, and you can actually feel them. So I'm going to put that one down. Now, we're going to take my big pyramid. Okay, this is called the Silver Light Pyramid, and what I'm going to do with this, I'm going to give it some intent. Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to run God's light and God's love through the entire server into each and every listener's computer. And if you have any kind of health problem or pain or something, this might do an instant healing, okay? We're basically doing like Jesus used to do in the day and run this energy through a person's body with light photons. Okay, here we go. Now this you're going to feel in a form of a tingle, maybe a prickle. There we go. Ooh, that felt good.
Yeah, that's nice.
I'm wearing my headset, so I had to do it onto my head, and I just gave myself a blast. So that's, if you felt that, great. If you didn't and you want to experience this, check out my website, and anybody can get a hold of me anytime they want. I'm very easy to get a hold of. My website is chriskaler.net, not .com. That's somebody else. That's another Chris Kaler. But if you go under chriskaler.net, there I am. I'm very easy to get a hold of, and I can do a demonstration of the tools for you anytime. So look me up.
I appreciate that. Yeah, and the one thing, Chris, there is, I have a question, and I know that we're running down, we did extend for the whole hour, but there was a question that I have, and maybe you can help me with it really quick. Years ago, about 2006, I had blood clots in my lungs. The doctors had no idea where they came from. There was no other place where there was clotting in my legs or anything like that. And after that, went to a blood specialist, and there was no my blood is inaccessible to clotting, so we have no idea how those appeared in my lungs. But they kept.
Let's see if we can find out quickly. What caused Michael's blood clotting? What's the cause of Michael's blood clotting? So I've got my pendulum, I'm asking my guides. Now, my guides are really specific. One of my main guides is, his name is Kurail. And when he was on Earth, he was the Pharaoh Khufu. Okay, so he's got his own dimension that I work within with him. And when he was here, I was here also with him, and I was his son, Sofu. So I've got a special connection with him. I also work directly with Jesus Christ. I also work with God. I work with the universe. And I work with something called VAIGH, V-A-I-G-H. And what VAIGH is the energy before the universe was here. So I work with a lot of different energies. I also work with Nostradamus. I work with Edgar Cayce. I work with Samuel Hahnemann, who's the father of homeopathy. So basically what I'm picking up here is that you had a mineral deficiency.
Okay.
Okay. I also work with nutrition. So I go deep into finding out what minerals a person can be deficient in or excess in. A lot of people don't realize if you're excess in, let's say, calcium or iron, that can cause huge, huge health problems. What mineral was Michael deficient in causing blood clots? Okay, so this is showing me that you were probably deficient in copper, which meant that your blood cells wouldn't absorb iron, okay? So that iron has to go somewhere. It's called iron storage disease. So that can go anywhere, from your liver to your kidneys to your brain to your muscles. And in this case, the iron was trying to absorb into your red blood cells, but it wouldn't absorb in, so it just kind of formed around him and made a clot. So that's basically what's showing up here. We'd have to go and spend a good half hour, 45 minutes to go deep into it to find out exactly. But that's kind of the feeling I'm getting right now, is that you're deficient in copper.
Okay. Yeah, and I sort of felt that too. So that sort of confirms what my own intuition was sort of picking up. So that is pretty awesome. And we go back, before I let you go, the one thing that I want to go back to, your family. You were talking about re-educating people and educating people in this. And, the one thing I've learned, Chris, while I do the work I do, a lot of times what we don't understand, we fear. And, and I think that a lot of people just don't understand alternative medicine. They don't understand how it works. And so immediately they go into that place of doubt, that place of fear. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, 100%. And again, like I said, this is why I'm doing all the YouTube videos. This is why I'm doing all these radio shows, is just to educate people, because people know this is out there. And a lot of people are kind of leaning towards it, but they're still unsure. So we need to create a comfort level that everybody can feel the energy. That's why I have the tools on my website. That's why I have the tools on my YouTube channel. So everybody can feel this, and they can know, they can have a comfort level with it.
Right. Because you gotta be comfortable, and the one thing that I've found interesting about, I watched your I think it's the first YouTube video that you have on your YouTube videos, and I was sitting there because I when people contact me to be a guest or I contact people to be a guest, I go check them out, and I was sitting there and I was asking my spirit guide about this because, this was new to me in some of this. I know what a pendulum is and I've used that in my own, in my own work. Mm-hmm. But I was just sitting there thinking, okay, is this, what is this pyramid thing? What is this all about? And my spirit guide just, all he did, he didn't say anything. He just smiled. And uh-huh. and I thought, okay, what that meant to me was, hey, you'll find out. And when we were doing the one thing that we did, with the healing, I've definitely felt a different energy. Like I said, I have a lot of energy, so it's really hard for me sometimes to, tap into that. But I did feel a difference. And earlier, the one thing that I also will say is before the show started, I wasn't feeling good, and now I don't feel that anymore. Now, is that because of what we did? I don't know. But
yeah, we did a small healing for sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, because I felt, I was feeling something while we were talking, something breaking up. I could feel that inside of me because, again, I'm more aware of what's going on in my body than a lot of people. So I did feel something happening there. So I just thought I'd let you know that, that something was breaking loose. So that's a good thing because I was like an hour before the show, I started not feeling good. And I thought, okay, this is not good. I thought, okay, but I thought it was perfect. I thought, okay, hey, I got a healer kind of guy coming on my show. So, hey, we'll just see what happens. Yeah. So now, I did have a question, and it just went out of my head. I just had a question, but now how do we get hold of some of the tools that you use? We can find all that information on your website, or
yeah, very easily. Just go on my website, have a look at what I've got to offer. There's different types of rings. There's pyramids of different forms. There's beamers, which are like energy wands that contain noble gases, and there's shungite. There's all different types of things. You can have a look at whatever's there. If you're unsure what it is, send me an email, give me a call, and I'll use my pendulum to tell you exactly what you need at what time of your development. And I'm not going to try and sell you everything because, I have morals, and what I don't do is I'm not a charlatan. I'm not going to take you for every dime you have. So I will just sell you what you absolutely need for that point in time in your development and show you how to use it. Once you buy something, you're part of my club. And if you have a question, you email me and I will answer it. I will help you through tough times. I will walk you through the whole process. So have a look at all the items. And those are only about half the items that I carry. I carry a lot more different things. And I can definitely guide you to what you need.
Yeah, because while you're talking, I'm actually over on your project at the moment. Now, I have a question for you, Chris, really quick.
Sure.
Because I'm not familiar with what shungite waterstones are. What are those, and how does it help?
Shungite. You got to do some research on shungite, man.
okay.
This is an amazing healing stone. Everybody knows about quartz crystals and amethyst and all these different healing types of stones. Shungite was discovered maybe 10, 15 years, something like that ago. There's only one place that it can be found, and that's a certain town in Russia. Okay, it's a black stone, and it's got the composite of carbon, so it's absorbent. Okay, if you were to look at the molecule of it, it would look like a soccer ball with the panels on it and everything. It's very absorbent. So what shungite is good for is absorbing EMF and ELF radiation. It's good for absorbing negative energies. Now, what shungite also does, if you take the water stones, you put them in a gallon of water, it's going to remove all of the impurities out of the water, and it's also going to add all the 98 different minerals your body needs into the water. It's also going to add a specific type of healing energy into the water. So if you're energetic, if you take a crystal wand or any kind of crystal tool, hold it to the shungite water, and you give it intent, you tell it to do something, when you drink that water, it's going to go in and do it. Shungite is very powerful. It's got a lot of properties. It's something that everybody should definitely be looking at if you're into energy work.
Okay. Yeah, I'll have to check it out, and maybe we can talk about that some other time on while we have you on air. But because I it's at the top of your project list here, and I was stuck on it, so there might be a reason, and so I might be buying some of it from you to see what's going on with it, because
sure.
I was actually drawn to it. But there's, I love your sun ring. I mean, it looks like the sun. There's just all kinds of amazing things on there. And so I might be talking to you about some of this stuff. But I appreciate you being on. I know that you're going to have to be going here soon, but we'll have you back on where we can be more relaxed and talk more about what you do. But now, if somebody wants to get hold of you, how do we get hold of you besides your website? You said you have an office in...
Yes, my telephone number in Winnipeg, Canada is 204-255-0939. The name of my clinic is the Cass Sky Holistic Healthcare Center. Ask for me, ask for Chris, and they will put you through, no problem. My email address is CKEHLER100@SHAW.ca. I'm very easy to get a hold of. Just Google my name, and you're going to see two pages of my name on there, okay?
Right, yeah, because that's how I found you, there's amazing stuff. But, Chris, I appreciate you being here, I'm just amazed. By what we did on the show, and that was just a few minutes, of work there. So, I would recommend you to everybody and just say, hey, contact them. And not everything works for everybody. That's one thing we have to realize. It's like when I tell people on the show, you know, if I don't resonate with you, move on to somebody else, you know, and that's probably what you, you know, that's the same thing you would tell them. You know, if you don't resonate, you know, a lot of times, you know, it's just like a doctor, you know, you go into a doctor's office. I've done this many times. I've gone into a doctor's office, you know, I sit down with them. I just don't resonate. You know, my, you know, I just
90% of the people I work with get results.
Yeah. And that's 90%. The thing. Yeah, and that's awesome. that's a good percentage. And so, you know, and you know, because like I said, you know, I was having, I don't know what was going on with me, and I can just say it's gone. So that's amazing. And that was just
awesome.
a few seconds, and we, you know, we thank Spirit for helping us with that. But well, Chris,
wonderful.
You have a good night, and you know, we'll have you back here. Sometime soon, maybe this month, later on in the month, we'll look at your calendar and see where you are. But we'll get you back on here and we can talk about how, you know, the one thing that I would be interested, Chris, is, you know, a lot of people are affected by negative energy. And so, you know, maybe we can focus more on how, you know, attachments do affect us and, you know, how can we get rid of those and things like that. And that would be
wonderful.
Yeah, that would be a whole nother time.
That would be a good show.
Yeah, and so maybe we'll do that later on in the month, and you can look at your calendar, and I'll send you an email, and we can get together with that and see where you are on your calendar.
Tell me when you want me. I'll be there for you, Michael.
Okay. Maybe towards the end of October, because Halloween's coming up, so maybe, you know, around that time. So, all right, Chris, you have a great day, and we'll have you back here later on in October. All right. Thank you, Chris.
Thank you so much, Michael. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah, and that would be an awesome show because, you know, how does energy affect us and how can we work with that? So, you know, we'll have him back here. I'll be sending him a date as soon as we get done with this show. And so, but he had to go because he had a client that he was going to be seeing. But, you know, check out his website. I mean, there's some really awesome things over there. I'm over on his website right now. It is www.chriskeller.net. That is chriskeller.net. And, you know, I think I'm going to contact him and get some of the Shungite water stones and see how they work. You know, there's just some amazing things over here. On the services he offers, let's click over there. You know, he has distant healing at the top. So, you know, the one thing that I like about energy, there is no distance in energy. You know, there's no distance. And, you know, even with the archive listeners, you know, that energy that he put into the show is in the show. I don't know if you guys felt anything that when that was going on, but I definitely felt something. And I keep feeling it, you know. Again, it's hard for me to distinguish because I have so much energy, but I can tell you that before the show started, because I almost contacted Chris an hour before the show, I was not feeling good. Something was in my stomach and was affecting me. And when Chris did the healing thing, there was definitely something breaking up in my stomach. I could feel it moving around in there. And so, you know, and I would be interested if something happened with you. You know, if something happened with you when and I'm sure that Chris would love this too. So if something happened today with you during the show, please email me at youareawakening@gmail.com and let us know. If you felt something when Chris did that, you know, let us know. I'm sure that he would like to know that, and I definitely would like to know that. So, you know, send that to us. I would appreciate it. You know, we'll have Chris back here. I knew that we just were not going to have the time with him today, and maybe we'll have a longer show where he could actually do maybe some sample readings and stuff like that and, you know, look more into, you know, the mineral deficiency thing and that's going on with me. And, you know, those are just, you know, some amazing things that happened today. And you know, check out his YouTube videos. Again, his website, www.chriskeller.net. Be sure you go .net, don't go .com. You know, it's just like with me, if you type in my name, sometimes you'll see other websites. So that's why we went into Insights with Michael. But, you know, if you type in Psychic Meeting Michael, there's going to be a different one. So just be sure you're on the right websites, okay? Just let your spirit guide you. The one thing I like about his website, I just almost didn't even notice this, but the I think those are an outline of, I think it's just light going across his page, and that's awesome. You know, check out his website, all right? Let's see, where are we on time? We'll be back on air. Let's go over to my website really quick. If you want to go over there, www.insightswithmichael.com. And let's check to see. Karen Dowling will be with us on Thursday. my weeks run together, guys. I don't know if you're feeling this the same thing, because I'm just losing track of time. And I think that's a good thing in some ways, but I'm just losing track of time and hardly have know what day is what. So we're on Tuesday, and so October 1st, and Karen will be with us on Thursday. You can check out my website. You can find out how to set up readings with me, pull readings with me, and stuff like that. I do have some time to do that through the week, so you might just think about it, set those up. And also, you know, you can use the contact form to contact us at any time. And so we're just going to stop for a minute. And Rose has not been feeling well today, and I want to do this on air for her, and we got about 20 minutes here to do that. And we're a family here, and Rose helps out a lot on the phones, and I just want to send some healing into Rose right now. Her lower back is really hurting really bad, and I appreciate her being here today to help us out, but she's not feeling good at the moment. Well, I believe that that's about to change, and so what I want you to do is, everybody has healing energy inside of you. Everybody has that. So what I'm going to teach you really quick is I want you to rub your hands together in front of you. Put your hands like in a pray up position with your fingers pointed up. And I want you to start rubbing them together really quick here. Just rub them together. Okay, you can hear my hands. All right? Just rub them together. Then I want you to pull them apart a little bit, and I want you to look between them. And a lot of you are going to see like a fuzzy line. That's energy between there. You're going to be able to see that and feel that energy. So now what I want you to do is I want you to picture Rose in front of you, and I want you to go to the back of her, and I want you to put your hands, like, feel that you're putting energy into her lower back, okay? All right? And I'm doing it right now. So, Rose, what I want you to do is I want you to close your eyes right now, please. Thank you, Rose. Keep your eyes closed till I ask you to open them again. And I want you to start accepting the healing, Rose, into your lower back. I want you to feel that energy. Father, Mother, God, I just thank you for Rose. I thank you for her life and what she does for this program, for her support to me. And right now I just send healing into her lower back. Right now, whatever's causing this pain, I speak directly to that right now and ask it to go away at this moment. I just keep sending healing energy into Rose's back. On the count of three, we're going to accept this to be done. One, two, three, and it is done. We thank you for it, and we say namaste, and we say amen. Rose, you can open your eyes, and please let me know how that felt and stuff like that. We can do that all the time. We can do that with anything. You know, the one thing that you know, I liked about Chris is his energy, and that's what we need on our planet right now. A lot of people, you know, are looking for alternatives because they've gone to the doctors. They've done all that stuff, and it hasn't worked. And so, you know, alternative medicine and you know, medicine can work together, and that's what we do. Never are we against medicine. If you need to go to a doctor, definitely go to a doctor. You know, I go to doctors, so but I also seek out alternative means as well. One thing I want to do today is before we go off air, I want us to send energy into our planet. There are some things that are coming up with our planet, and our planet needs healing. The one thing I liked about Chris, he was mentioning, you know, about sending healing into our planet. And that's what we definitely need to do. And we need to unite together to do this, accomplish this. And so what I want us to do today is I want you, we're going to do some visualization right now. So what I want you to do is I want you to visualize in front of you at this very moment in time, in this now moment, I want you to visualize the globe. Okay? I want you to visualize the globe. You got the globe in front of you. Excuse me. So I want you to visualize the globe. And I want you to put your hand, your left hand on the top of the globe. And then I want you to take your left, okay, yeah, your left hand, and I want you to put it underneath the globe. So I don't want you touching the globe. Don't touch the globe. Just put it above, a little bit above it, a little bit below it, okay? But I don't want your hands on the globe, on the earth, okay? Okay, I just want you to put it a few inches above and a few inches below, okay? Now, what I want you to do is I want you to begin to see energy going out of your right hand all the way through the center of our planet into your left hand, okay? And then I want it to be circulating through your body, and we're going to do this a few times, okay? So I want you to close your eyes, and I want us to, together as a whole, we're going to send healing energy into the center of our planet. And we're going to just do this a few times, okay? A few seconds here. Okay, to start right now, start sending energy into our planet. Healing energy into Earth. Definitely needs it. Definitely needs it. Continue to send healing energy into our planet. Remember yesterday we had the intent card. So today we're sending our intent today, right now in this now moment, is to send healing into Mother Earth, into our planet. Remember, we're all one. We all work together as one. Just keep breathing. Breathe in, breathe out. As you breathe in and breathe out, let that energy flow through you and into our planet. Keep flowing through you and into our planet. Flowing through you and into our planet. Through you and into our planet. Can you guys feel that? Keeps doing it. Can you feel that? We're changing things, guys, right now. We're changing things. You know, we believe it. We're changing it. We're doing it right now. Flow through you into Mother Earth. Okay. All right. Thank you so much for doing that. Appreciate it. You can open your eyes if you want, or you can continue doing that as directed by the Spirit within you. You can do that anytime. And that's one thing I love about healing energy. We definitely can change things. You know, I went down in July. I went down to Colorado, and a lot of you have heard this story, but when I was down there, traded services with a person that does vibrational healing. And since then, I haven't had any headaches. I used to suffer from headaches all the time on the right side of my head every single day of my life until July, and now I haven't had one since. So, you know, healing energy can work. It's like with Chris. You know, I was having some problems with my stomach. That's gone now. I don't feel that. I feel 100% better. So, you know, it works. But we got to believe that it works. You know, it's just like what we did with Mother Earth. We got to believe that. We got to set our intent for healing. You know, our intent for healing. And that's what we have to do. The one thing I want to tell you today is I feel somebody listening to this program right now, I could extend this for a minute, because I feel like that there is somebody that really needs to hear that you're loved right now. I don't know. I don't know what's going on with you. Maybe you're just feeling depressed right now. Maybe you're just feeling lost right now. But I can definitely feel that energy. And I just want to tell you that you are loved. You know, I love you. I don't know you. I don't have to know you to love you. That's one nice thing about love. Love is an energy. Do you guys know that? Love is an energy. It's also an emotion, but it's also an energy. And I don't have to know you to love you. I just love you. I don't have to know you to do that. You know, and a lot of times I think we get hung up on the fact, hey, I have to know you to love you. That's not necessarily the case. We're all in this planet together, working together to change our planet to a better thing. I hope so. I hope that's why we're here. And working together in love will accomplish that, will move that. Okay? I'm waiting to see if I'm supposed to extend the show to where I could do some readings really quick. Rose, I know that you might not feel up to it, but we're going to just open the phone lines for a little bit. So we're going to open the phone lines at 347-327-9316 is the call-in number. We are going to extend about 30 minutes into the program. I will take your calls for about 30 minutes, 347-327-9316. So let me put on a song really quick, and we'll be right back. You are listening to Spiritual Talk Radio. We'll be right back with taking some of your calls. Forgiveness, and maybe for yourself, maybe for somebody else. Does any of that make sense? Because that's the first thing that I'm picking up on. Go ahead.
Yeah, there's like a family issue going on.
Okay. Yeah, and those are hard. those are difficult because there are so many variables. There's so many things going on, and I feel like that with this family thing that's going on. It's almost like there's a tug of war going on right now. Does that make sense? It feels like that somebody's trying to take, I don't know what I'm seeing here. Hold on for just a second. I asked my spirit guide to give me some more clarity on this. Okay, thank you, Stephen. The one thing that I feel more is like somebody's like shifting power. Does that make sense to you? It's like there's a power change. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Okay.
Because that's what I keep seeing. It's like somebody, either like somebody's passed away, or and then somebody's trying to step into shoes that they don't belong in. Does that sort of make sense to you?
Yeah.
Okay. I just want to be sure that we're talking about the same thing. So I just want to be sure we're on the right page. Now, as far as the next 3 months go, I do feel like that there will be a change in that. I feel a positive change. I feel like that you just hand it over to your angels, hand it over to Spirit. What Spirit wants you to do is sort of pull back a little bit with this and just trust them, okay? I'm gonna say by the end of October, you're going to start seeing some changes in energy in this. And then as you go into November, it's just going to keep growing and keep growing. Spirit's definitely going to start doing some healing. Now, you know, forgiving doesn't mean that you say whatever they did is okay. It just means that you're not going to be bound by that. A lot of times we're bound by, you know, Chris mentioned this when he was with us, you know, attachments. You know, we can just have that attachment, and that's what's going on right now. A lot of this negative energy and that is trying to attach itself to you. Do you feel that? Because I just feel a pull. It's almost like a drain of your energy. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, and so what you need to do is definitely just start sending some healing energy into this. It might be a little hard because your emotions are raw right now, because I can feel your emotions are all over the place right now concerning this. But what you need to do is in your meditation time, your quiet time, just breathe in and breathe out and just send healing energy. You know, put that intent. We talked about intent yesterday on the program. You know, set that intent for healing in this and see this resolved. And I believe that as you go out of this year, you're going to definitely see a change in your family, a positive change. And because I feel like that this is just an old thing. It feels like it's like a cycle. It just keeps coming back and keeps coming back. Does that make sense to you? Because I just feel like that this has been something that just keeps going around in circles here. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So what we need to do is break that cycle. And I believe that, you know, I believe that you're one of the calls that, you know, I was feeling that, you know, I was supposed to extend the show so I could talk to you a little bit. And you know, because Spirit doesn't want us to be in all this chaos and all this emotional junk, wants that healed and taken care of. And, you know, one thing I would tell you is just ask your spirit guide to help you with this, and they will, okay? And I appreciate you calling in.
I thank you, Michael.
You're welcome. You have a great day. All right, bye-bye. Yeah,
thank you.
I'm going to take a few calls, and I can take a lot of calls today. 347-327-9316. Okay, we're just going to stop for a second. Ann, hang in there. I'll get to you most likely. Because I just feel a lot of emotion right now. I don't know if anybody else is feeling that. Anybody feeling that? You know, I know a lot of people are in a place of fear right now because of the government shutdown and all this stuff that's going on. That's just a bunch of chaos, okay? And we're not going to get stuck in chaos. We're not going to get caught up in that, okay? So don't get caught up in that. A lot of times we get caught up in emotion. We get caught up in all the chaos. It's really easy to do. You know, I've been around people, you know, that have just like that, you know, like to pull you into that, okay? So, you know, for the last few weeks, I mean, the last few months, I would say since about June, we've been going through emotional stuff. So what I want you to do is we're going to do this again. We're going to visualize where a lot of your emotions are stored is in your solar plexus. Your solar plexus is right about where your navel is, a little bit above that. So I want you to put both of your hands, okay? My hands are already there. So both of your hands, right about where your solar plexus is, your solar plexus is a chakra. It's right there, a little bit around your navel area, a little bit above, okay? So just, it won't matter. Spirit knows where to send the energy. So if you don't get it totally right, it's going to be okay. So don't worry about that. put both of your hands right about a little bit above your navel, okay? Okay, now what I want you to do is I want you to send healing green energy light into your solar plexus, okay? I want you again to rub your hands together. Let's rub our hands together, okay? I want you to see green light, emerald light, okay, in between your hands. Okay, you got it? See green, emerald, green energy. Okay. I want you to put your hands right there. Okay. Send that into your emotions. Okay. I want you to close your eyes, please. Put your feet flat on the floor for me, please. Put your feet flat on the floor, if possible. Okay, sit up as straight as possible. I need a shift there. Okay. Now I want you to close your eyes, please. And I want you to breathe in healing light. Breathe in healing light. Breathe in healing light. Breathe out anything that should not be there. Breathe in, again, as deep as possible. Breathe in, healing light, green emerald, healing light into your solar plexus. Draw that into you. Breathe out anything that should not be there, any negativity. Okay. All right. Now, the other thing I want you to do, keep your eyes closed, please. What we're going to do is we're going to imagine that we are in a shower of green healing energy light, and we're going to let that flow over us, okay? So I want you to close your eyes again, keep your eyes closed, and I want you to imagine that you are in a shower and that the water that's about to come over you, all the way over you, and just let that green healing energy light just flow all the way down you. What we're doing right now is we're going to wash away all the negativity that we pick up on a daily basis. You know, when you go to a store, when you go to a restaurant, when you go to a friend's house, when you just go outside, we pick up a lot of unnecessary negative energy. So I want you to just begin to feel that shower coming on and just washing over you. Just feel that washing over you, okay? Just feel it washing over you, going down your head, down over your shoulders, down over your body. Just see it going over you, just washing all the negativity away, all the negative thoughts just washing away, all the negative energy just washing away, all the negative emotions just washing away. Just see it washing away. Okay, just keep seeing it, keep feeling it. You feel that? Keep feeling it. Experience it. You know, it's not going to work if you don't believe it, but just believe it. Just feel it. Because something's happening right now, guys. Something's happening. I can feel it. That's why I'm not in a big hurry. Just let it go away. You know, it don't matter. We talked about this yesterday. It don't matter. Because spirit's in charge of everything and in control of everything, and so it don't matter. Do you know that there is nothing bigger than spirit? You might think your problem's huge and gigantic, but it's not bigger than spirit within you. It's not. You know, we have to believe it and we have to get it. Okay. Let's go ahead and talk to Ann really quick. Ann, I appreciate you calling in today. Hi, how can I help you?
Oh, thank you for that meditation, Michael. I need it. I got this week some not so good news regarding a health test that I had, and I don't know, you know, I don't want to really believe this is what's going on, but I don't know. I'm just wondering what you pick up around this.
Okay. I'm going to tap into your energy really quick here and look at this really fast and see if I can see what's going on, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You might feel my energy tapping around, so that's just me if you feel anything. So,
okay.
What I want you to do for me, Ann, I want you to close your eyes so I can tap into you a little better. Just close your eyes, please. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And just keep your eyes closed while I tap in here. Okay, you can open. That was pretty quick. You can open your eyes. I don't believe that what the doctors are saying is what's wrong. So don't go. The one thing that Spirit doesn't want you to go into here and is into a place of fear. Okay. You know, I would definitely work with the doctors. You know, stuff like that. But I believe that there, like I said a minute ago, there's nothing bigger than the Spirit within you. And so Spirit can take care of no matter what this is, but I don't really feel like that they've got it yet. I don't feel like that they have it yet. I feel like that they're really close of getting it. I feel like that they're really close, but I don't feel like, and again, you know, I don't have any medical training or anything like that. I don't diagnose stuff, but you know, I just don't feel like that they are pinpointing what's wrong with you. You know, the one thing that I've had a long time. Yeah, you know, and the one thing that you might consider, you know, I know money's tight, but you know, you might consider talking to our guest that we had on today. You know, maybe he can help you pinpoint, you know, where that, you know, what's really going on here. So I would definitely recommend him. Yeah, go ahead.
So do you think that they'll come up, if I went for an additional test, for retest, in a few weeks or something, do you think that the outcome would be the same or would there be a difference?
Because I just feel, the one thing that I really feel here, and you know that I wouldn't tell you this if I didn't believe it, because I just don't do that. I believe that alternative medicine is going to help you here, because I don't know exactly why they're not seeing this, because their test can only show so much, and I just feel like that they're running the wrong test here. I just feel like that inside of me, with everything inside of me, and so, you know, if you go back and you run the same test, we're going to get the same results. Following what I'm saying?
They tell me this thing that's been there all along, but they never found it or something. I don't know.
Let me look and... Yeah, some of this is emotional stuff as well, but there is a physical thing going on here. Again, I'm going to recommend Chris here, and you know, you might, you know, his prices are pretty reasonable, so I would, you know, go to his website and check out and see if he can help you narrow down on this. This is just not my area of expertise, Ann. And so, but I definitely will pray for you. Definitely will send healing energy into you. But at this point, I'm going to recommend Chris here. And I feel like that if you, because one thing I liked about him, he has a system that he could probably pinpoint this with you.
I thought the first part of the show I got back late and
you can listen to it and you know, and it's, if you resonate with his energy, he's on at the beginning of the show. So yeah,
and,
but he sir, yeah, he's got
one
awesome
other
energy.
Thing quickly, there's a lot of hostility and turmoil, and that's one of the reasons I've got to sell my home too. And
right.
It involves a few stray cats here that's been around and have been feeding them another person. It's blown out of proportion, and people just, you know, blew it away, and there's a lot of threats being made and so forth, and I've been trying to find a place to take them or a home for them, and even wanted to take one or two myself, but I can't with my other two. Do you think this is going to get resolved in a humane way?
Yeah, it definitely will. And, you know, right now, the one thing I tell you, Ann, everybody's emotions are right on surface. So it's not going to take, it doesn't take much to get into an explosive situation with people right now. So that's what's going on right now with you. I believe that it'll be resolved. I would look at your Humane Society, be sure that you check, be sure that they're no-kill society, because we don't
that's
want
what these. I've been doing. 3 days I've been calling rescue groups, and so
yeah,
far
something will open up by the end of the week. I feel like Friday. If you keep contacting, I feel like by Friday. But be sure that you contact people that are a no-kill facility, okay?
I've groups working on it right now, but I'm not feeling well myself, and I just listed my home yesterday, so I'm very emotional.
And that is an emotional thing. I mean, I understand that. Just trust Spirit that you're doing the right thing, Ann, and you're doing the right thing. I know, that you've lived there for a while, and any time that we move from someplace, we have attachments. We get attached to property. We get attached to our surroundings and things like that. But also know, Ann, that better things are ahead for you. The next place you move, you're going to be going, man, why didn't I do this earlier? I feel that. I definitely feel that. You're going to go into a place and you're going to say, man, it's almost like heaven.
Really? I don't know how I'm going to afford it unless I make a profit. But yeah. I'm trying to get, I think of people trying to share with somebody. But so far that hasn't worked out. I haven't found anybody.
I feel like that you're probably going to be by yourself for a little bit, but I do feel like that somebody else will help you as well. So, okay? All right.
Thank you so much, Michael. I needed that. And I'll go back and listen to the archives.
Listen to Chris, because I really feel like the end, I feel like that he could help you pinpoint that. He has a great system that could help you with this. He will be back. As soon as I get off air today, I'm going to send him a date, and we'll have him back on where he could spend more time. He just couldn't spend a lot of time with us today because he had some clients that were coming in. But we'll definitely have him back on.
Great, and I hope your mom's doing better. And send me an email if you have anything you want to ask me. I'll be glad to assist you there.
Okay, all right. Thank you, Ann. I appreciate it. You have a great night. All right, bye-bye.
Thanks, Michael. Good night.
Good night. Okay, if you would like to call in, I have an open line right now. Several, actually. 347-327-9316, really quick. We'll get you on air with me. So if, something's on your mind, 347-327-9316. Okay, I have a spirit that just popped through that we're going to try to connect. A young man passed, let's see if I can get an age, 21, on his 21st birthday, around his 21st birthday. If this is making sense to you, please call me, 347-327-9316, really quick. He's using the name Arnold, or I don't think that's his name, but if Arnold makes sense to you, 347-327-9316. I'm hearing the name Arnold. So I'm not sure exactly why, but I'm hearing the name Arnold over and over in my head at the moment. So this could be a spirit guide. Arnold. All right. All right, I think we're going to go ahead and close out. So if you... I do appreciate you listening today. Please listen to Chris. Check out his website. It's chriskeller.net. It's his website. So check him out. And, we'll have him definitely back. I like his energy. So I feel like that I made the connections that I needed to today. So we're going to go ahead and close out for today. Thank you so much for being here. You be you. I'll be me. And together, we'll get there. All right. And let me go ahead and close out with the song that we always close out with. And this is Rose's favorite song, so we're going to dedicate it to Rose today. So, all right. peace be with you guys. I'll talk to you tomorrow. I'll be on tomorrow. I don't know exactly when I'll be on tomorrow, but I'll be on tomorrow. All right. Bye-bye.